Brahman protect us, may he nourish us, may we work together with great energy, may our study be vigorous and fruitful, may love and harmony dwell amongst us. Om, peace, peace, peace. So where were we yesterday? 38, yes. सुखदुःखे समे कृत्वा लाभालाभो जयाजयो ततो युद्धाय युज्यस्व नैवं पापमाप्स्यसि. सो हाउ टू डू द वर्क एट द सेम टाइम द डिफेक्ट द ब्लेमिशेस ऑफ वर्क शुड नॉट कम टू अस बिकॉज वर्क इज ऑलवेज अ प्रॉब्लम. वी स्टार्टेड वर्किंग entanglements, and then we make mistakes, and then all sorts of feelings come, others contribute, so many complications is there. Work is a complicated affair in life. It is not very simple. So many things go on adding, implications are there in that. So many implications. So how to avoid that disadvantage side? So it should be clean in short. How to keep the work clean? After doing the work, you should feel clean. Or the Vedanta language is, you should remain free. The other side is, you will become bound. All these things hang on to us. So how to do that? That is the secret of work. The whole of the Gita, again and again it comes. Yes, he is given just introduction to this. Introduction. The Karma Yoga expansion will come afterwards. Different aspects of it. So how to do it? So the one word is papa. The religious word. Sin. Papa is sin. What will happen if you don't do properly? You will incur sin. That is the religious language. Psychologically and all that, you will be bound. Or you will be attached. Different words are used for that. But anyway, something happens. It is not straightforward. When you do the work, afterwards it's all stirred up inside. Each work stirs you up. Not only that, they leave impressions. It won't go away. It's not one. It'll leave something behind it. And it goes on and on and on like that. And then other side, it comes in the third chapter. Krishna says, and we all know that, no one can remain without work. You have to be doing. So it is an inevitable evil, or call it evil, inevitable problem. Everyone has to face it. Say, Arjuna wants to run away. It won't work. Wherever you go, it is there with you. Wherever you go, you have to work. You have to be active, do something. So, it is an eternal issue. So how to do that, how to handle it, we must know the technique of action. సుఖ దుఃఖే సమే కృత్వ లాభ లాభ ఉదయాదయో తో యుద్ధాయ యుద్ధస్వ నైవం పాపం. He gives the hint here how to do that. Samay Kritva, hold alike pleasure and pain, gain and loss, victory and defeat, and gird up thy loins. Samay Kritva, Samatva or Samay Kritva, be same. Start with that. Let me be the same. Say, results are bound to come in these actions. Either it brings you pleasure or it brings you pain. Or you gain or lose. I don't think that win-win will work anywhere. Both of us will win. Gain and loss, victory and defeat, all these things are there. So the nearest to this is what our instructions the sportsmen get, you know. Sportsman spirit. Gain or loss, don't think of that. Play well. Play well. The playing itself should give you the satisfaction, the joy. It's an end. End in itself. That is what here it's called work for work's sake. Just you do it. Just you do it. It is all right to say, but should I not get something out of it? Prayojanam anuddishya namandovi pravartate. Without any use, even a dull person will not do anything. There must be some use for that. The example given is in the commentaries. The equivalent to that in American language. You go on counting the old cans in the dump. Why? What do you want to count? Oh, just for statistics, or something like that. Completely useless. Oh, it is karma yoga. Karma yoga, without expecting any result, you know. Without expecting, go on counting. Today I counted 10,000. Is it like that? Afterwards you get tired, or you become, you are a fool, that's all. Mooda, moodya. If you go on doing that. Or crazy, you're crazy. You do like that, go on. You know, sometimes if you visit the lunatic asylums and all that, it's crazy people doing something. It is very pathetic to see that. Some useless thing, go on doing that. What for? So a bright, intelligent person doing that. So it's a sad case. So is Krishna telling that? Don't do anything. Don't expect anything. Go on doing that. That is why it should be done in the yoga way, intelligent way. Intelligent way it is to be done. That is why an ideal of karma yoga is that work for work's sake. So in karma yoga, Swamiji says, here, even without bringing in God into operation, you can realize Brahman. He gives the ideal karma yogi is Lord Buddha, he says. Did not believe in God, anything, just work for work's sake he did. So, but Sri Krishna is more practical in this. He is helpful to us also. All right, let us give some substitute for that. Equivalent to that. Something is there. I do work for work's sake, I don't get anything. No, you'll get a lot, you'll get. If you do like that, yoga, in that yoga way, in this way, you'll get a lot. What is that? Self-realization. Or freedom, you'll get. Or introduce bhakti yoga, a little bhakti yoga into it. Please God. I'm doing all this not for any name or fame or money or any such thing. I want to please my maker. That's the usual language. Maker or my Lord, I want to please my Lord. That's why I'm doing all my activities. It's all, I may be working in the office or in the hospital or somewhere, but I am doing it for God only. It's not for, not to please people or any other gain, no victory, not defeat. Whatever it may come, I'm doing. Anyway, some target is given to help us in this. Otherwise, purely work for work's sake, love for love's sake, duty for duty's sake is here. Just do your duty. Just do your duty. Duty, nature of duty is that you don't get anything out of it. Whatever is allotted to you, that will come and it's over. Or the duties, let's say, a mother takes care of the child, my duty is that. How much money does she get for taking care of her children? But she is expected to take joy in taking care of the child. So joy in work. So he said, if we experiment, can it come work for work's sake? Let me do. In this properly, if it is done, it should come. That ananda, satchidananda, that should come. That is why he puts the word samekritva. Where, who can do that? Who can do that? That is holding alike gain and loss, victory and defeat, that samatva or even-mindedness, who can get that? Goes on afterwards. It's a very, very pithy sentence, you know. So that evenness of mind, that is yoga. Samattam yoga ucchate, it comes in. Like yoga you should do. And then how to get that? Earlier he has said already that infinite, that eternal Atman, if that awareness is there, it will come. Because it's only there is the samatva. There is that evenness is there. Oneness or evenness is there only at that level. So, when you are doing the work like that, you are practicing that. Practicing the presence of God. You are doing it. Though indirectly you are doing it. If you are firm, while after working, you know, I am not thinking of the result, victory or defeat. If you do that, indirectly you are practicing the presence of God. That samatva, or the evenness of mind, is there only at that level. Otherwise, there is no evenness at any other level. There are all ups and downs, like the sea, in agitated sea. It is like that only. All this work is like that. Work agitates you. So, without the agitation, you are doing. If it is done like that, with satsamatva, it is as good as if you are doing properly. That is Jnana Yoga. properly, that is what we call presence of God, presence of the Spirit. It is at that level there is that unity or oneness. So all proceeding towards oneness. And then different in spiritual life, as Swamiji says, we need pegs to hang the spiritual ideas on. Want to get a hold of that. If you just say, you practice this, you understand it in a very, very psychological way. How to do that? It is not humanly possible. I do hard work and I don't expect anything. That is why it brings you. So, so many pegs are given to us. One is all the yoga, your different yogas are like that. God is one. Atman is another. Like that you go. Different things are given so that practice, you are practicing or you are moving towards freedom. And here the practical side is there. The immediate side is Arjuna's fear was, if I enter into this war and fight with these our own kinsmen, I will incur sin. So Sri Krishna has to reply to that. So he said, if you do this, you will not incur sin. Do this. I'll tell you a method how not to incur sin. Anyway, that must be done. You are facing a duty. That duty has to be performed. And I'll try to remove all your misgivings, you know. All your misgivings. One of them was sin. For a good person, any type of vicious act is he doesn't want to do that. Even if there is any possibility of sin, no, I don't want to enter into that. That is the situation. Arjuna is a good man. I might incur sin. Papa Virutva. Afraid of sin. Afraid means I should be cautious about it. I may do some mistake. I should not do that. Always trying to do the right thing. So, naivam papam apsasi. If you do this way, you will not incur any sin. So here is a method. So for us, what is the instruction? If you have to do that, yes, try to do that. I just do it, and afterwards, the bhakti yoga is given to us. Krishna arpanamastu. I have to do that. May it be an offering to God. Whatever may come, however, whatever may be the profit, whatever may be the loss, or mixture of that, whatever is there, may it be an offering to the Lord. Hari Om Tat Sat. May it be an offering to Brahman. We don't like Krishna or Ramakrishna, Brahman. May it be an offering to Brahman. So that all the, if there is any evil effect or some sin may come. While doing work, I make some mistake somewhere, I hurt someone, all that will go to Brahman, not to me. All this is transfer it there. Transfer that to him. Brahman is ever pure. It's all fire. He can absorb any defect, any problem. All these are burnt. So these methods are given to us. But here Krishna says, just do this. Do as a duty, not as a profit concern. It is not that. It is just you have to do it. What is the duty? What one definition of duty is this? It has to be done. Any duty means has to, ought to do it. You ought to do it. There is no, it is not a choice, it has to be done. That compulsion is there, it must be done. And it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do for you, and it has to be done. That is why duty is always a pressure. I must do it, I must do it, I must do it, at all costs. There is no escape from that. So how to get rid of that pressure? I have to. So that is why duty, slowly, slowly from duty, we make it, say, service. Service, I do my service. Not that I must do it. It is more than that. I love to do it. I want to be helpful to others. I want to do it. And I add more on the spiritual side. It is for God I am doing it. Worship of God. In worship of God I am doing it. So like that we go on upgrading that. More and more the quality of it. So, the holding alike, that is the key word here, holding alike pleasure and pain, that's samatha. And he makes it more clear later on, we will see. That is yoga. That is yoga. You are a yogi if you are doing that. You remain calm, let us say. That itself is yoga. So many things happen, you are handling that, you remain calm. And then handling that. I have seen some players, they are playing calmly. Sometimes their points go up, sometimes their points go down, nothing, just they're nice. And it's a joy to see that such kind of game. They are enjoying that, and others, onlookers also enjoy that. Otherwise, those who are after winning or losing, then we see that, how they are fighting. That fight within and fight without. So, this is yoga. Calmly handling things in life. That is the karma yoga aspect is that. Whatever comes, yes, alright, let me see. And again, when you calm means, often it would, is it shirking or slowing down, complacency, nothing negative about it. It is positive or over positive, more than positive, it is there, but things are going on. So that practice, in everything, after all in life there are two main things. People and work, human relationships, my reactions to them, and then work or duties and responsibilities, problems and all that. In this, Sri Krishna gives the method. It is everyone can understand. Remain firm and handle it. What philosophy do you need for that? There is a philosophy there. What is that? Bringing that knowledge. The next verse. Yesha te bihita sankhye buddhir yoge timam shunu buddhya yukto ye apartha karma bandham prahasyasi. The attitude of knowledge. Bring that knowledge. This is the subject matter of this chapter. That is why yesterday, we were all discussing about why did he give that give the knowledge of the Supreme Spirit, knowledge of the Atman first, then afterwards you came down, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. Because that is what is needed behind it. Say, when we say that evenness of mind, hold alike pleasure and pain, all that, how to do that? Tebihita sankhe buddhi. You bring that buddhi. What is that buddhi? Buddhi of oneness. Everywhere, within me or within that or within that game or any game that we are playing, there is that unity, that eternal, imperishable reality is there everywhere, that spirit is there everywhere, divinity is there everywhere. You bring that. That is there behind. Sankhe buddhihi. Therefore have I said before the attitude of knowledge. That is why I have told you this. Why did I tell this? It is for this. If you bring that knowledge, you know why or how you can do this. Because ultimately that is the true nature of things. True nature of mind, true nature of the enemy, true nature of the war, true nature of everything. Is that. Bring that. That's why I have said before the attitude of knowledge. And then that is not enough. Attitude of action, then the attitude of action, the technology, how to get that, how to experience that, realize that. That is resorting to the attitude, that is the action. This attitude, thou shalt cast off the bondage of action. If you do that, you will cast off all the bondage, the bad effects of action. He quoted, you know, in the first chapter we discussed that. And if he entered into war, so many things will happen. This will happen, that will happen, that will happen, this will happen. So many, all those results you will cast off. So both I have told you. One is the philosophy or the principle behind this. Remain alike. What is the principle behind it? It is the true nature of everything is imperishable. Sat Chit Ananda. It is the truth. It is the Chaitanya, consciousness. It is that Ananda, what we call Brahman. It is that. And it is all one without a second. Is there. That samatva or alikeness is already there. You don't make it. It is already there. That is what he has told already. The Atmana, it is already there. Then afterwards, the attitude of action. What is the attitude? Remain firm. Remain firm. How to realize that principle, that eternal principle, remain firm. Since Swamiji puts it, you know, in his language, remain strong. With strength, act. Everything will be all right. The same thing here. Remain firm. Don't be afraid, don't go away, remain firm and act. So in life, remain firm. Is it not a very practical, understandable teaching? Remain firm, that's all. And that strength is there in everyone. It is not Swamiji and Sri Krishna, they are telling something impossible. Everyone has that. You have your strength. Because Atmana Vindate Viryam. That strength comes from that imperishable Atman inside everyone. That is, it is the property of everyone all the time. Just bring it out. Arise, awake. arise, wake up. That's all, it is there. That is why it is said, spiritual life is always a success. There cannot be any failure in that. Because failure comes when you do and try to acquire something. Sometimes you may acquire, sometimes you may not acquire. Here it is not acquisition there. It is opening your eyes, that's all. It is your own, it is there already. You don't make it. If you make it, it may disappear. It is always there. So, karma bandham prahasyasi. All these bandhana are the bondages you will cast off. And because of that, this karma is usually the worst thing that happens in this karma is this, you will be born again. Again and again. So that is the fear. That is the fear. Born again and again and again. Why people, we are instinctively afraid of this work and Arjuna here. Oh, I'll incur sin. Why should you be afraid of that? Ultimately it is this. You will be born again and again. You will be caught in that cycle. Drags from birth to death and death to birth the soul. Sangha is sannyasi. From birth to death and death to birth. So this go on and on and on and on. What is this? The children's play is a roller coaster. All the time. Again. Again and again. Again and again. So that is why I'm afraid. What will happen? Who knows? If I incur sin, I'll be born again and again and again. All that. I want to avoid. Krishna said, that is not the way to avoid. Here is a way. Come on. Positive way. You'll be accomplishing what you have to accomplish, the duty you'll be doing, you're becoming stronger and stronger, and at the same time, you will avoid all these things. This sin and then birth and death, death and birth, all that you will avoid. That is our moksha, freedom. You will achieve freedom from that. So I have told you both. Thus have I said before the attitude of knowledge, and here now the attitude of action, resorting to this attitude, thou shalt cast off the bondage of action. Here he has already begun. That's holding alike. From there, continues many, many different places. Neha vikramanashosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. Here no effort undertaken is lost. Our saints tell us again and again, again and again this effort. Here no effort undertaken is lost. No disaster befalls. Even a little of this righteous course delivers one from the great fear. Shankaracharya says great fear means fear of birth and death. It will. Just do that. Like just opening our eyes. If you open your eyes, you will see that. It's never lost.
Vyavasayatmika buddhirekeha kurunandana bhushaka hinantasya buddhiyo avyavasayina.
This attitude in this matter, springing as it does from fixed resolve, is but one. But for those who have no fixed resolve, the attitudes are many branches. What is wanted is that fixed resolve. Fixed resolve. And the attitude sees this attitude, bring this attitude of that seeing everything alike. If you do that,
this attitude in this matter, springing as it does, fixed resolve is but one. But for those who have no fixed resolve, the attitudes are many branched and unending. Many, many things, many, many ways, and many, many things are there. But here, it is a fixed resolve. Here is a short commentary. When the attitude ceases to be one and undivided and becomes many divided, many divided, it ceases to be one settled will and is broken up into various wills or desires between which man is tossed about. So firmly with this attitude, vyavasayatmika buddhi. Go like that, not scattered will. Aneka, the previous one. Bhushaka hinantasya buddhayo avyavasayinam. So become a vyavasayi. That means buddhi, with that buddhi, hold on. Buddhi is the power of determination, power of resolution. With that, hold on there. With that buddhi, carry on. Be firm. All explanation for that firmness. And he takes up another subject here. You know, yes. Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti vipaschitaha vedavadarataha partha nanyadastiti vadinaha kamatmana swargaparaj dharma karma phalapradam kriyavishesha bahulam bhogaishwarya pratimpati bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapakrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhik navidhiyate. This is the explanation of that, what we talk now. Is vyavasayatmika. What is that intellect that has resolved? What is that? What happens? Ordinary. The ignorant people reveling in the letter of the Vedas declare that there is naught else. Carnally minded, holding heaven to be their goal, they utter swelling words which promise birth as the fruit of action and which dwell on the many and varied rites to be performed for the sake of pleasure and power. For the sake of pleasure and power, see, that is the karmakanda of Vedas. Karmakanda means you perform certain actions, rituals and other types of work for going to heaven, for satisfying desires, for the sake of pleasure and power. Intent as they are on pleasure and power, their swelling words rob them of their wits and they have no settled attitude which can be centered on the supreme goal. Mind should be centered on the supreme goal. But these people have different goals. I go to heaven, I'll come back, I'll do this. That is their buddhi is scattered. Their resolutions are scattered. I want to do this way, I want to do that. But for a spiritual seeker, it is only one. For an intelligent person, it is one. They have no settled attitude which can be centered on the supreme goal. These people have no settled attitude. Different attitude, different desires, is all for pleasure and power. But the intelligent person has a settled attitude because centered in one goal. The Vedic ritual, as opposed to the doctrine of yoga, laid down in the Gita, is alluded to here. The Vedic ritual lays down countless ceremonies and rites with a view to attaining merit and heaven. These, divorced as they are from the essence of the Vedas and short-lived in their result, are worthless. They come and go. It is worthless. So intelligent people have one resolution. That is vyavasayatmika buddhi. One resolution and centered in the supreme goal. Therefore, next comes, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nidvando Nityasattvasto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. This part of Vedas have as their domain three gunas. That means all these, the so-called, the three gunas made up of, the nature is made up of these three gunas. Their domain is that. That means it's worldly in short. Domain is the worldly domain. O Arjuna, free thyself from the pairs of opposites. Abide in the eternal truth. Scorn to gain or guard anything. Remain the master of thy soul. Nistraigunyo bhava. That means don't be caught in the three gunas. This worldliness, after all, the world is made up of these three gunas. The physical world, psychological world, it is that. Don't get caught there. Traigunya Vishaya. This part of Veda is tells only of this. You do this ceremony, you will go to that heaven, and if you do that ceremony, you will go to the other heaven, all that, you nistraigunya, get rid of that. Eschew them, O Arjuna. Free thyself from the pairs of opposites. There, it's all profit of loss. That is the world, you know, when it's all worldly. What is this world? Worldly, when you say, it is all the play of profit and loss. Profit and loss, success and failure, it's all play of the pairs of opposites. You free thyself from that. And abide in eternal truth. Nitya sattvasto. I have told you what the truth is. Abide in that. Scorn to gain or guard anything. Niryoga kshema bhavan. Whatever is there, don't try to guard. Whatever is not there, don't try to get it. Niryoga kshema. Be firm and be settled in yourself. Don't jump out of yourself like that. I want it. Be firm. Remain the master of thy soul. Remain the master of thy soul. Atmavan. Be Atmavan. We ordinarily, we don't remain Atman of the soul. The whole soul goes somewhere else like that. I see this casino, go there. Then you go somewhere else, I go, my being goes there. Or even the good things, it goes there like that. Be with yourself, remain in yourself. Remain the master of thy soul, be remain in yourself. This is another practice for spiritual seekers. Remain in yourself. Don't jump out of yourself. Whatever may be the thing. Remain in yourself, handle it. It requires a little thought. Don't jump out of your. Remain yourself. Be firm. It's all explanation of that being firm. Psychologically, don't enter there. Even they say, my friend is there, or my child is there, wife or husband or anything is there. Remaining in yourself, love them, take care of them, everything. Don't jump out of yourself. It's a thought for reflection. Don't jump out of yourself. Remain in thyself. Atmavan. Don't jump. Even our psychologists give this advice. Don't do that. Remain firm. Being firm, act all this. When you come to Meister Eckhart, he says, when you draw a circle, remain the center firm, and then draw the circle. Then the center circle will be real good circle. Otherwise, if you are going outside like that, So everywhere remain yourself. Be yourself. Say group is there. What happens usually, the group is there, we get mixed up in the group. No, for your peace and happiness and all that, remain yourself. What you are like that. As yourself, you participate. To me, one example that comes to my mind is this. When you are driving, remain you in your car. That is your car, your journey, hold on to that. Then cooperate with all other cars. Don't get mixed up like this. You hit this car, you go there, you go there. I'm interested in other cars, go and talk to them. All. That is what psychologically we do. We don't remain in ourselves. So always try to, Krishna's advice, he's a great psychologist. Remain in yourself. Or when you are playing a game, you play your game. Say, a team is there, volleyball or football. You play your game. Don't get mixed up with other players or the orchestra. When you are playing, you play your instrument well. Only look at the director, that's all. Conductor is only you have to look up. If you start following your companion, you are in trouble. So always follow the conductor there. That is our jnana. Jnana or awareness of the Atman, awareness of God. That hold on to that and then play your part. So Atmavan, the word is Atmavan. Be yourself there. Remain the master of thy soul. Like that he is building up the subject. That alike, be holding alike means all these are implied. Implied more and more implications are there in this. All right, we'll stop here today. That is our formula, holding alike. It's all the afterwards expansion of that formula. You know, in mathematics we do, mathematics students know, put the one equation, afterwards is all expanded. More expanded.
Yes.
Is this Tribhuna?
Is this not talking about Shaktarajas
Tamo? Shakti. Shaktar, Rajas, Tamo. Yes, it is that
it's
Tribhuna. Those Tribhunas? Yes, that is why the aim is to rise above the Tribhunas.
But then, do we want to rise above Shaktar?
Yes. Yes, certainly. In Sri Ramakrishna's language, sattva is also a thief. He puts it very well, you know, that's a story. Only he's a helper, that's all. Do you want a helper all the time? No? You want to become free?
That will happen only when you realize.
That is exactly the subject matter. It is exactly. You see, in all these practices, what we are going to achieve afterwards, we are practicing every day. Like your music. You want to become an expert, but every day you are practicing a little bit of that. You are a little expert. There was one meeting in Calgary. It's called, this is
from the religious leaders and one group, another is the professors of philosophy. Both met. He called it religious leaders mystics. And someone asked, what is the, we are not mystics, we are practicing mystics. In Sanskrit, yoga, when you say yogi, the word is used for both. One is an adept. He has finished. He has become, in your language, he has realized the result of yoga, their freedom. But those practitioners also are called yogis. We are all yogis. Karma yogi, bhakti yogi, raja yogi, like that. Shankaracharya gives the explanation for this. In this chapter, you know, Sthita Prajna, man of steady wisdom, self, holding alike, even-mindedness. So one has attained it. What are his signs? One has realized the goal. That is the end of this chapter is that. The beginning what we discussed, afterwards all the descriptions, explanations, and then finally what happens to you when you realize it. Shankaracharya commenting on that. Whatever are the characteristics of man of realization and adept, the same are prescribed as sadhana, as disciplines for the beginner. Same thing, because through effort one can realize that.
But for a yogi, karma yogi or bhakti yogi or raja yogi, whatever, until he has realized, he has to take help of a yoga, of a guna, like the satya guna. Satya guna is the
ideal is the less you take of it, the better.
That's true.
That is why we bring in God who is beyond all the gunas.
Yeah.
Atmavan. Say, today I want to become Atmavan. All other gunas are there, true. But in and through that, I want to assert this. That is, what did he say? Remain the master of thy soul. I want to remain. There are so many disturbing factors, but still I want to remain firm. That's how we go about practicing. They're all there. The water is there. I want to swim in the water and then get out of it. That is the question here. All the three gunas are there. We are caught in the gunas. Don't encourage them. These people encourage them.
Better.
They love it and then they want to be there. Don't encourage. Try to be always ready to get out of it.
Vedavagarata.
Yes. Avipashitaha. The ignorant. Reveling in the letter of the Vedas. Vedavagarata means interpreting all that way only. Veda means the scripture means that is what they are telling. Go to heaven. Why all this dispassion and yoga and all those things? So that is, their resolutions are scattered. Have a unscattered, one-pointed resolution. What is that one-pointed Atmavan? Even your psychological self is all right. Keep it to yourself. Keep to yourself. Apart from the real self, wonderful. At least before that, this self. That is what our psychologist says. Be yourself. Be yourself. Don't imitate. Be yourself.
So that idea, at different levels, we talked about and advised, you know. And it starts from here. That is the point now. You're fighting and all that, you're afraid that you're going to be born again if you do this, say, incur sin and all that. Start like this. Just be firm. Don't run after these pairs of opposites. That is for those, for the pairs of opposites, you know. Those who have heaven as the goal, for them it's all right. You want freedom. Freedom from all this. You hold on to this. Let your resolution be only one. You be firm, be yourself, and then proceed like that. Proceed like that. Atmavan, your soul means ordinarily the bundle of your personality. All right, go ahead. Don't get caught in other personalities. Be firm and be alert and be yourself. Go about like that. Then that will lead you to that your real personality. That is the Atman. And that is the same for all. It is one without a second. So like that you are all, by practicing this much, remaining firm, you are moving towards that. It is only a beginning.
Swami, you use the analogy of sportsmanship.
Yes.
Love of the game. So if I understand this correctly, then if we play the game with reference to sportsmanlike conduct, not wanting to be a solo winner or not being upset if we're losing points, then that's a form of yoga, karma yoga.
You will realize Brahman.
Right. Just through, by doing that without through, even thinking about
through
it.
Through football, you will realize Brahman.
So here's my question. If one is in that particular attitude and loving the game, so to speak, within the scope of this analogy, isn't that a crossover into bhakti yoga?
Go ahead.
Isn't that a crossover, a place where karma yoga crosses over with bhakti yoga?
That is true. No yoga can be isolated like that. All yoga somehow get mixed up. Because we are a combination of all this. There is the feeling side, love side, and there is the intellectual side, reasoning, thinking, inquiring, that is jnana yoga side. And then it is active karma yoga side. They're all faculties are inside. Accordingly, different yogas are there. Ultimately, they get mixed up. And Swamiji says, or some people interpret Krishna also like that, why not consciously include them all?
Well, the reason I ask the question is I haven't considered myself so much a bhakti yogi. You know, I don't follow any particular ritual. I don't love...
But you have your feeling, you have your love, you have your feeling, emotions...
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give a name, that is bhakti yoga, if you are culturing that.
Yeah. So we can take comfort in loving the spirit of the game in this analogy, knowing that we are, that is a devotional act in and of itself.
Sure. See, all the differences, confusions, mixing up will come in the surface level. As one goes deeper, you will find the unity there, more and more, more and more. We are not really scattered beings. We have a personality. You have to come to that firm, real personality. First level is the individual personality. And the other one is the universal side, where the Atman, not just John or Bill or Mary, is not like that. It's a bigger, deeper personality is there. We'll come to that. When you say, Atmavan, be the master of thy soul,
practical purposes, we think our jhana jain is the soul, that bundle. All right, even that's fine. For the time being, you'll accept that that is your personality. But there is more to it.
So could one extend this? Let's say, again, following this sportsman analogy, you're a very good player, or you make mistakes, whatever it is, you will then try to develop a teamwork with the others, and that's... Well,
certainly. You can't go on playing football alone. Mm-hmm. You have to play with others, too.
So you just take it higher and higher. You take it from the team... So
simultaneously.
To the conference to the whole sports...
Yes, yes, yes. Simultaneously.
And that's what... Then that's a practical way of thinking about unity, is to think about the collective good for the whole sport.
Yes, yes. That is one. In spiritual life, we go... That is only one part of it. In our practical spiritual life. In another part of the way, we try to go deep within that Atman, the spirit inside. One is outside. You try to go on expanding yourself. This is me, this is my team, this is my team, this is already expanding yourself. Another is you go deep within through your meditation, through your inquiries. We will all try to see more and more of the in depth. I'll put it this way. One is, what you mentioned is the horizontal growth. There is a vertical growth too.
Okay, but it would seem to me that one could get lost in one's ego and self-importance unless that deep vertical inquiry...
Now that is why we go when we say ego... The ego has to be connected with the Atman, which is universal.
So then you're going vertical by reference to the horizontal.
They go together.
Right.
They go together. In one's life, there may be one, sometimes this is more, sometimes this is more, like that may be there. But on the whole, you have to think of both. Because we are one whole. One whole. There is really no vertical and then the horizontal. One big sphere, big hole there. But when practicing, yes, this is horizontal, this is vertical, all these considerations come. Our idea is near, more than that, one whole, purna.
When the spirit of play the game, that Bill said, and he thinks that is bhakti yoga, but then the actions that you are doing to actually involves playing and organizing and all those things to bring everybody together, that part is common, right?
It's crossover. It's both.
Yeah, it's all mixed up.
Or playing also is there, you know.
But that part is, not only physically playing, what he said is making that speed pervade all over the league, all over all teams, all leagues, which is not probably realistic, but somebody is trying to do that, then he has to do a lot of organizing activity, and that will be with bhakti, with a good intention, so that part will be karma yoga.
That is one definition of bhakti also is there. Shankaracharya says in the Viveka Chudamani, love, devotion towards one's own Atman is bhakti. Even that is called bhakti.
In this sloka, Nistraigunya Bhajana. And the next line is Nityasattvastu. Nidandro Nityasattvastu. So you rise, in my case, more tamasic. So you go to Rajasic, you go to Sattva, aim for Sattva, and then try to cross it.
Nityasattva, that is eternal truth. Sattva, the word is used, it is not that the three, Traigunya. Beyond, you have gone beyond that. What is the other, what is the, this translation, what does it say?
Be free,
see, the
be free from the triad of the gunas, free from the pairs of opposites, ever balanced,
and then,
free from getting and keeping and established in the self.
Give that book. This was Swarupananda. Triad of the gunas, free from the pairs of opposites, nirdvando, nityasattvastu, ever balanced, he says. Ever balanced.
That's not
sattva guna. That's not
sattva guna. In Swami Nikilananda's translation, he says be always established in sattva.
Always?
Established in sattva.
In self.
Sattva.
Yeah, but the same paragraph goes on to say sattva enables an aspiring soul to go beyond the gunas. So that sattva is not necessarily the gunas.
It's not the companion of the other thieves.
I thought that, you know, at least most of us are more rajasic and tamasic, so go towards sattva. And then you go.
They sattva. Think of the nitya sattva, shuddha sattva, what they talk about. These are all different. Actually, characteristics of the Atman only. It is not the triad. Because the difficulty with the triad is, if one is there, other also is there. How to say others are not there? Tamas and Rajas are not there. Only Sattva cannot exist.
Swami, can I bring that back to the sports analogy?
Right,
so, I mean, I could see becoming rajasic. I'm the star of the team. I'm making all the points. The heck with the rest of you guys. And then I lose. I make mistakes. Then I become tamasic. I don't participate in the team. I'm a slacker. And then the sattva would be the place where, all right, now I'm a member of the team, and I participate. I pass the ball around. I make some points. And so I'm a good team member that elevates the whole game for everybody. Where do you go beyond that?
Continue.
I mean, because that...
I think next is going beyond sattva. Beyond sattva is you play out of freedom. No consideration of any of these. What you try to do, you do it automatically. Without any effort, that you say is your second nature. Just as you breathe, you do that. That's all.
So,
and there is the other side to it. It's always a blessing to others. When you play like that, beyond sattva, as a free, you are not interested. You belong to any. You don't belong to any team. Let us say,
right.
And you are playing. You're a wonderful player. Such a player is a really something. He does not belong to any country or anywhere. He's a very good player. He's playing. Beyond sattva is coming.
Well, from a practical point of view, I think what I'm hearing you say is that once you can free yourself from the agony of defeat and the joy of victory, and you're playing well, and you continue to be a team member, then you will develop sort of a second nature.
That's it. You will become Brahman. There, Bill is not playing. Brahman is playing. That's all.
Swamiji, regarding this sportsmanship and this kind of... there is a story in cricket I heard, you know, that this guy, you know, there was a player in England called Father Grace, and he was such a brilliant player. In every game that he would play, thousands of spectators would be there.
So in one of these crucial games, he got out in the first ball. And then the umpire didn't know what to do actually. Before he could raise his hand, this guy Grace told him, "Do you think all these people, spectators, are here to see me out? Or they want to see me play? So let me play." And then he, you know, made a record century or something, and everybody enjoyed. Nobody complained. So he was beyond, you know, all
beyond all rules.
Beyond all rules, and enjoyed, you know, that he brought forth to the entire game.
There is one description of such a person. About moral things, he does everything right, helpful, blessing to others, but not that he should do it. He should be good, he should do good, but not that compulsion.
Right.
And then he doesn't do anything bad or harmful to others, not with that compulsion that I should not do it, I should not do it. That both are not there. Whatever he does is beneficial to others. So here, whether he is out after one ball, people clap and then give him all the credit. And then if he hits a century, that also is all right, fine. Everything is a joy to him and to others. Yes. And some people may criticize too. That's what they did to Krishna or Jesus and all the criticisms.
Yeah, nowadays it would be a lot of criticism with all these new rules.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the media.
He's beyond all rules. As far as he is concerned. So remain the master of thy soul, Atmavan, can be understood in two ways, you know, that's what you are. One is the ordinary personality level, another is the Atman level. Because the Sanskrit word Atma is used in all the different senses. Atman is that infinite spirit, divine spirit inside. Atma is the individual soul, and Atma is the mind also in the sense of mind. It is used in the sense of body also when you say Atma. Don't forget your self-awareness. That is the self-awareness. That is why when you are fighting, think yourself as the Atman, others as the Atman, then you will not incur any sin. How to have that even-mindedness? It is by having this idea behind. So they are all connected like that. So he says, I have told you about the knowledge, now I will tell you about the technology, the yoga, how to do that.
Swami, what you're talking about there reminds me of this idea of an observing self. As you're going along, you're being aware of how you're behaving. And that's, I think, part of this technology.
Yes, surely. That is, Jnana Yoga is that.
Yeah.
You are a witness to everything. As you are playing, you're witnessing what you are playing. In fact, such players are the real players. I have told many times, I can repeat the one story. When I start, most of you will know, yes, that you have heard many times. Once a Shakespearean troupe came to India. It is the person who saw this drama, that is in Macbeth or some drama, he told me. He told us, he was a psychology professor himself. So drama is, I'll make it short. Drama is this, it's a tragedy. And it's all top class actors and actresses. The tragedy, the hero murders the heroine. It comes like that. And then slowly, slowly, it is built up, the tempo, the climax, it reaches climax. So people are all watching that, and the scene comes, and it was so, they were so nice, that action was so nice, people all felt them. They were all stirred up. Even after the drama was over, they had no mood to talk to each other. Like that, these actresses created such a mood in the people. Here comes the punchline. As the hero, as the man murdered that woman, there was some one line or two lines. They talk to each other according to the drama. When they created such a mood amongst the audience, what did they talk there? Seems he asked her, "What are you going to cook for breakfast?" Then she replied, "Oh, we'll have toast and jam, that's enough." That's what they have talked. But they have created such an atmosphere. They were very good actors. That means, when you are acting, you should not lose yourself in the role you are playing. That's karma yoga. You should be aware of what yourself. You should never forget yourself. In all your actions, Atmavan is that. You don't forget, you keep yourself to yourself. You are aware. That one was John, another was Barbara, maybe. They knew John and Barbara. And then they talked like that. They're completely detached from the role. So, from the role, you detach yourself. That is our detachment of Lord Krishna. That self-awareness, keep the self-awareness. Or, I am the Atman. So think of, I am the Atman, I am not the body, mind or soul. And like that act, that is yoga. Or I am a servant of God. Your identity, don't lose your identity, that's all. All the time maintain your identity. That spiritual identity maintain. That is the effort in yoga. And then act. However busy you are, doesn't matter. That won't taint you. Na karma lipyate nare. Upanishad says, Kuruvanne, go on working, desire to live 100 years. Don't try to back out, oh, let me die as soon as possible. No, try to have a desire to live 100 years, being very active. If you do this way, this karma, karma lipyate nare, this work will not taint you. In any way, you are free. And there is another story, probably our psychologist himself built it or it was there. There was another drama, the Ramayana. There, one of the characters is Hanuman, monkey god. So what has happened? They have dressed themselves up, makeup has been done, everything. They are sitting in the, what is that, green room. And the curtain has to go up, and the stage manager or whoever is looking after comes and sees. Everyone is sitting there, but except Hanuman. Hanuman is missing. He was also a good actor, but he is missing. you know, trying to find out where has he gone, where has he gone, where has he gone. He's sitting on a tree. Because even when the makeup was done, he started feeling that he was Hanuman. He identified himself with the game, with the role he's going to play, and he became Hanuman, as it were. So Hanuman, how can go on? He play on the platform, on the stage. So he went to his place, and there is a tree. Then our psychologist said, he's not a good actor. Not a good actor. Good actor is this, he should not lose himself. He should not lose himself. So in our day-to-day activity also, or any football, or anywhere, don't lose yourself. Be whole to yourself. Be aware of yourself all the time. Then you will be a good player. So don't identify yourself with the role. I am the father, I am the mother, I am man, I am woman, I am an Indian, or American, I am a monk, or a nun, I am a householder. Don't do any of those. They are all this unfixed resolves, scattered, their identities. Hold on to your identity. I am the spirit, I am a child of God. That spiritual identity, hold on, that is the permanent one, true identity. Hold on to your true identity and be active. Whatever you do will not taint you. That is the message. So while working always, and put in a bhakti yoga language, feel the presence of God and then do it. Because my true nature is divine.
Swami, continuing this connection of these yogas, back to our team analogy, we talked about karma and bhakti yoga. I think a little bit about jnana yoga. Would it be appropriate to say also we're in raja yoga if we're...
Oh, sure, you should meditate thinking, every day.
So that thinking about how to best play that game would be a raja yoga.
Raja yoga is the meditation.
Yeah.
Meditation is that concentration.
To get jnana yoga.
Raja yoga, huh?
Thinking about how I can improve, what should I do
better. That is why in Gita you find all the yogas.
I think it's a raja yoga if you're thinking about it, if you're contemplating it.
Raja yoga means that you're practicing concentration of mind, concentration on the Atma. The technique of concentration is talked about in Raja Yoga, Patanjali's. Different steps. So Raja Yoga is the underlying yoga for all the other yogas that should be there. Without concentration of mind, how can you do anything?
Like Maharaj, I'm offering my karma, my offering, that will be Bhakti Yoga, right? That I do through meditation, that I offer to God, all these things that I did with Chaturguru, all these things that I try to do and did, and offer to God. No, that is Bhakti Yoga, actually. That is Bhakti Yoga. Offering oneself.
Sankhya is knowledge. That's why this chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Buddhi. Attitude of knowledge. All right, that's for today.